Yes, hello everybody. Today I have Emma Reithoff with me here at the Urban Art Kids podcast. It's our special edition about the times during Corona or the lockdown. So I'm very happy that Emma has time to talk to us today. Hi Emma, how are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. Good.
So do you already started your day with like a special morning routine? Or everything is normal for you?
Yeah, I'm not such a routine person, actually. So I kind of take every day as it comes. I work from home partially for an architecture office. So I've been actually doing some meetings already with them this morning.
Yeah, I could imagine. It's like everyday business.
Yeah.
Now we just have to adapt a little bit. So I think a lot of people are... working that way. So they're going on video conferences and just continue working. So that's good at all that we're in that luxury situation that we can do that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a new thing for my office. We never worked from home before, but it's going quite well. Everyone's doing all right. Just have our computers at home instead of at the office.
So, but you're still continue also working on your creative part, like besides an architect, you're also...
Yeah, so I work 60% and then the rest I'm working on my art projects,
And how did that change during the lockdown? Have you noticed any difference? As I understand, a lot of artists already tell me, well, for me, it's not really changing because I work at all by myself. So it's the same, you know? Change for you? What would you say?
I mean, in terms of the way of making the work, nothing's really changed. Yeah, I also work from home. So I still do my drawings at my desk. And I was working on a big painting on a commission that I just finished last week. So I was actually just working on that for a lot of the time. No, just the difference is that like projects are being canceled and you don't know when things will be up and running again. So it's a little bit difficult to sort of plan for the future.
Yeah, that's for sure. People are really, how would you say, cautious about what they now want to do or not. But like, for example, this commissioned work, as you said, it's huge. You can just send it via a delivery service, or how does it work?
No, so it's actually for a woman who lives nearby. So I was lucky, it's a 220 by 150 meter canvas. So it's big enough. It's not too big that you cannot carry it. And basically I carried it down the stairs and then she came and picked it up with her husband and they carried it home. They live 500 meters away.
Okay. This way. That's good. If you have your clients or your customers right next door. So but that's not always the case. Have you done anything on the internet? As I know that you're also planning something to do, like some online event.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon, I'll be doing a live drawing session for an hour and a half at 3 o'clock, just from my house, just drawing the way I normally draw. It's just to sort of see how that can work with an audience. I've done live drawing before, I did in your gallery, but then this is another medium. So I'm just curious to see how it will work via video streaming.
Yeah, I think it's always different, but it's also really nice that you do that. As I understand, now a lot of artists or also bands are doing home concerts, but also, it's nice to see a live drawing session. So how did you promote it so far? Have you had a chance to, are you inviting your friends or what's the strategy?
Yeah, so I'm also doing it in cooperation with this agency that I'm a part of, Book a Street Artist. And it's actually, they are organizing it. And they are promoting it as well a lot. So yeah, I've promoted to my friends and my buyers and everything. And then they are also promoting it on their platform.
Yeah, we will also definitely promote it for you, that's for sure. For all listeners, we will put on the link when Emma is doing her live session on Sunday. Anyway, it's Easter and everybody has to stay home. So
yeah, exactly. So I thought maybe it's a nice
join for the session.
Yeah,
from your balcony or whatever you want to sit on. We hope be some nice weather, but you can definitely have a look at the live stream. That would be great. Yeah, definitely. Besides that, are you a lot in contact? As I last week, I was talking to Helena Hernandez. She's from Mexico, and she told me she's like really a lot. She realized that she's much more talking to her friends all over the world since lockdown because she's at home and she's working from home. Have you done that as well? Have you realized that you're more in contact with other people via phone or Skype or anything?
Yeah. It's like finally you have time, or everybody has time as well. So I moved around a lot before I came here. So I have friends all over and I've been catching up with people, even some that I haven't spoken to in years, just for like a FaceTime chat. It's nice. It's nice to see how everyone's doing. And it's, yeah, it's good to speak to someone else, like not just to my boyfriend. I mean, we have a very nice time together, but it's good to also sometimes speak to someone else, even if it's not in person.
Yeah, but it's also, I realized that as well. I was just talking the other day to a friend of mine who's living now for years in Sydney, and they're like weeks behind with their development about the lockdown and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting to see how they are, how it's working there, you know. They just started to close the beaches, but just now. So here everything has been down for over 2 weeks. And it's interesting how, yeah, it's developing in other places much slower, you know. So yeah, it's nice to be in exchange. I also realized that you're much more talking to people you haven't talked to for a while.
So yeah, that's
a nice thing to do, that's for sure. Do you already have like an idea what you're painting? Do you have like a little sketching? Have you done any sketching for that, or what is it about?
So I always like the most when I'm just drawing freely and just associating whatever I've been thinking about. And so I think I'm going to do that. I mean, it will reflect the general situation in the world, but I think I want to try and make it just look happy, a bit of a break from all the maybe not so happy news that everyone is reading and stuff. So just like something fun and kind of lighthearted, I think.
Yeah, we're curious to see that. That's for sure. You've been just not long ago, you've been also traveling, right? You've been to Mexico in January, February, right?
Yes. So my boyfriend is from Mexico and we spent 5 weeks there at the start of the year.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was good timing. Very good timing. It was a really... A very nice trip. I like the country very much. I'm very happy always to go to all the colors and the spice there.
Going back like to Germany, I know that a lot of artists started recently as because of the lockdown to do like online sessions with their other artist friends, like drawing together. Have you done anything like that so far?
No, I have not. But that's a nice idea, yeah. Could also be fun. So maybe in the next week, so I'll try something like that as well.
Yeah, because really they said it's nice for them to have that routine and be in exchange, at least online. You can't be physically, doing something together, but it helps like just have somebody there and you're drawing yourself. So I think that's also a very nice experience. We also do that with our kids' classes now, that we do online classes for the kids. It's a new experience because it's different dynamic than if it's adults. but it really works well. So it's fun to see how it's developing.
Yeah, it's amazing how much you can do without being really present in person. The internet is really something special.
In that sense, it's really good to have another device to be connected, that's for sure, and to stay creative and share it with the people out there.
Yeah,
I think it's important that still creative people are obviously out there, they're doing their work, they're continuing, they're also think about the actual situation. But as you said, it's also nice to just like think about something else. That's also what I agree on, because the last 2-3 weeks we've been only about the C word. So it's fun if you can also talk about something else or think about other things. Like also now what's nice is that spring is starting. So I think that also brings you more sketching about, like those positive things. Or like you've been in Mexico, you did a lot of sketching on your, you can look it up on the Instagram account of Emma with a lot of nice things about Mexico. That's also very nice to see, you know. It's a little bit that you're thinking about other things besides what's going on right now. So that's really nice.
Yeah, I think it's important to focus on the good things.
That's true. So, Emma, thank you so much. I wish you all the best for your session on Sunday. I'll be there with you. I will have a look on the live streaming, and we also put a link here after the podcast where you can all follow the live session, live drawing session of Emma. So thank you so much for talking to us. And see you on Sunday.
See you Sunday.
Okay. Yes, bye, Emma.
Bye.